coming up on All Access.
He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
It's back. Good boy.
Keep it on him now. Keep it on him.
The kid's back. Woo.
Ready, deep drop, under pressure, down he goes.
And we had too many individual fundamental breakdowns that doesn't matter what play you draw up, if the fundamentals aren't good, the hard for the play to work. We just got to do a better job on that.
What a fresh air, what a joy divine, leading on the everlasting
eye. I like to separate football and music. I think it's a place for each of them, and like when football gets tough and it gets stressful, though, I go to music.
As far as openers go, this was a dud. New England got pushed around in Miami, losing their first game on opening day in 11 years. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Not much good from South Florida. A solid first half was followed by a dismal second half. The Patriots will try to rebound when they travel to Minnesota to take on the Vikings and Adrian Peterson. Before we talk about how the Patriots will try to stop AD, let's look back at the sights and sounds from Miami.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Open day in Miami!
D-E's on three. One, two, three. D-E's!
Go, baby!
Ryan Allen, the second year punter, set to boot it away. Low snap, and the punt is blocked. It's picked up by the Dolphins inside the 15. Scrambling to the football. Miami has it on a punt block. Play fake by Tannehill, rolling right, throws it in the flat, catches made, a dive to the end zone, and a touchdown for Lamar Miller.
Ain't no problem here. Let's just do it again.
Now Edelman comes in motion, right left, takes the head up on an end around, and Edelman fires past the 45-40 to the near sideline and shoved out of bounds by Donnell Ellerby. Shea in the lone setback, takes the handoff, runs it up the middle with a dive for a Patriots touchdown.
Good job, boy.
Good job, fellas. Good job.
Hey, there's some good decisions made there.
Ryan Tannehill throwing across for the middle and a juggling catch by Mike Wallace, who lost the football. Gerard Mayo covers up for the Patriots at the 35.
Hey, that's the way to hunt. That's the way to hunt. Hey, defense.
Brady drops back. He's looking left. He rolls right. He looks across the middle. He throws to Gronkowski. He has a touchdown for the Patriots.
Who's back? Big boy.
Way to go. Way to go! Keep it on him now! Keep it on him!
The kid's back! The kid's back!
Woo!
Welcome back, bro.
You're good. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, keep taking care of our responsibility. Play with great technique and fundamentals, and let's keep rolling, okay?
With a play pick. Under a rush from Cameron Wake, and the ball comes loose as Brady goes down. And the Dolphins come away with a sack and a fumble. Got the snap to Daniel. Short drop, firing down the middle. The pass is going to be caught for a touchdown.
Do your job. Do your job. We got to get the ball. We got to tackle, man. First time.
Daniel off the snap, hands it off to Moreno. Hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, runs up the middle, lunging to the goal line. He's in for a touchdown.
Come on, guys. We got this, huh? Just got to play a little better, a little faster. Communicate better, we'll get it.
Brady from the gun. Tom hit as he releases, ball comes loose, and another sack by Wake. The Dolphins can start celebrating.
Hey,
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach after week one. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, pretty good in the first half, but a flip of the roles in the second half. Did things kind of steamroll for you there? Did maybe you run out of gas a little bit, or did you just get out-executed?
Yeah, we just really couldn't get things going the way we wanted them to. No, I don't really think we ran out of gas. I thought we had a couple of real good defensive series in the fourth quarter. Three and outs, got the ball back. And, we had 250 yards offense in the first half and just couldn't sustain it. So I think overall we all just got to do a better job.
I've been there after big wins, been there after, big losses. And sometimes you go back, you look at the tape, it's not always as good as you thought it was or always as bad as you thought it was. When you look at it, I actually went back and looked at it, too. It just seems like, it's just a matter of moving your feet in some certain spots, which is a good thing because it seems like some of those things are correctable. Fundamentals, I heard you talk about that.
Yeah, well, we definitely need to do a better job with our fundamentals, our blocking, our tackling, our running, ball handling. We had too many individual fundamental breakdowns that doesn't matter what play you draw up. If the fundamentals aren't good, it's hard for the play to work. We just got to do a better job on that, too, coach it better and execute it better.
Couple guys out there playing for the first time this year didn't have preseason, guys like Easley, Gronkowski. Is it, I don't want to say hard to incorporate those guys initially, but you really don't know how they're going to react in a real game situation, coming out in week one.
Right. Well, I think, everybody's got a little bit of a head start on those type of players, some of the guys you mentioned and others. So, I thought everybody went out there and played hard and gave a lot of effort. We just got to do things better, and some of the guys that were just playing for the first time, hopefully, that'll help them, and we'll play better a second time next week.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will rejoin us later in the show as we talk about the Minnesota Vikings.
Coming up on All Access.
It's easy to see that Rob Gronkowski loves the game of football.
It just takes your mind off everything else going on out in the world.
And later, find out what Coach Belichick sees in the new-look Minnesota Vikings.
He's got explosive speed. How many guys are going to catch him?
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That was the record of the New England Patriots in the 4 years before Robert Kraft purchased the team. 14-50. The smallest stadium in the league had been less than two-thirds full. The Patriots seemed as popular in New England as Manhattan clam chowder. The Patriots were the worst team in the NFL.
A fumble!
Yet, Kraft, a 23-year season ticket holder, trusted his instinct, and he paid the highest price ever to buy the franchise and keep it from moving out of New England. The promise of committed local ownership brought out a surprising commitment from New England fans. A February nor'easter hit New England the day after Robert Kraft was approved as the new owner. And neither rain nor snow nor wind nor long lines would keep Patriots fans from showing up at Foxborough and showing their support.
That it's great. I mean, it's unbelievable. We all thought they were gone. And he saved the team and kept them in New England, and that's all we wanted.
Nearly 6,000 season tickets were sold that day, shattering the previous single-day sales record. And a grateful owner knew his gut was right.
Man, that's when I knew we really had a shot.
It was the start of crafting a legacy that would be the envy of the league.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. A reminder, we'll be looking back all season long over the two decades of ownership by the Kraft family. Patriots will be looking for their first win of the season on Sunday, and as Dan Roach tells us, the Patriots can't wait to get back at it.
Pass is going to be caught for a touchdown!
With expectations at an all-time high, the Patriots hit a major low in Miami as they were dominated in the second half on both sides of the ball en route to a 33-20 season-opening loss to the Dolphins.
There's no panic. You know, watch the film, correct what we need to correct it, and try to move on. First game of the season, we can't make that affect the rest of the season. We still got a lot of football to be played.
Yes, there's no time for feeling sorry for themselves, as the Patriots need to quickly refocus and turn their attention to the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings this week.
We're a long ways from the team that we're going to be. You know, we hate losing. I mean, it's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling around here. It's a quality of life issue I think we all face when we lose. Hopefully it motivates us to go out there and have a great week of practice and be prepared for this game, go out there and try to beat a very good team.
It off to Marino through a gaping hole left side and barreling his way outside the 45.
If no Sean Marino and the Dolphins rushed for 191 yards and a touchdown last week against the Patriots, then there has to be major concern this week as the Pats D gets set to face six-time Pro Bowl running back Adrian Peterson.
You know, he's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's smart, he has great vision. I mean, he has everything in a good bag that you would want. It's just going to take all 11 guys being at the point of attack, everybody getting to the ball.
Brady in the pocket. He's under a rush. The pocket collapses, and Brady does as well.
Sunday will be a major challenge for the Patriots' offensive line, which last week saw Brady get sacked four times, as well as hit and hurried numerous others.
We didn't feel real happy with anything we did last game, so we went back to our fundamentals. A lot of basic stuff, a lot of stuff that we know how to do and we can improve.
Sunday's game will be played at the University of Minnesota. The reason why, the Vikings are having a new stadium built downtown that'll open play in 2016. The last time the Patriots played at a collegiate stadium, 2002, when Brady, David Patton, and the Patriots beat the Chicago Bears at the University of Illinois. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Patrick Chung. And first of all, it's good to have you back. But I will say this, starting 0-1, coming off that Miami loss, does it leave you with a bad taste in your mouth?
Nah, man. You got to just go back to the next game. Forget about the last game and just kind of just taking game by game, man, see if we can get better.
What did you learn, Patrick, about your defense from the Miami game? What have you taken away from that to get ready for Minnesota?
They just played better than this. They played harder than this, and we played hard too. You know, sometimes they end up with the win. We gotta just bounce back, and we'll be fine, man. It's just first game of the season, and now you know, just get back in the field. Thing.
You had trouble as a defensive unit stopping No. Sean Moreno. Now you got to go against Adrian Peterson. You got to go against Cordarrelle Patterson, two guys that can run the ball, and one guy that can catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good challenge for us. We actually like the challenge. You know, guys coming in here just. And that's going to be one of those games where you just got to man up, you know. Mm-hmm. We're working on that right now. We're going to keep working and try, like I say, stay consistent, just execute. That's really just comes down to execution, so we just got to keep practicing.
You got a different role, returning kicks. Yeah. What's that like? I mean, does it bring you back to yesteryear when you were doing it? Did you do that back in college?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's definitely fun. It's my first time out there, you know, but just trying to get better with that, you know. I'm working with Scotty O. You know, Scotty O's crazy, man, and he's harping on me, you know, you got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, and I'm learning, and hopefully, you know, make a couple plays back out there. I'm only as good as the 10 guys blocking, so hopefully we can make a good little impact.
Did you want that role?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what are you going to say, no? Right? So
some guys say, hey, you know what?
Nah. I mean, I took it. As soon as I saw my name on there, I'm like, all right, you know, it's time to go, kind of get my mind right and just, you know, try to get good at that.
What's the most important thing at getting good at that? Would you say ball security?
Catch the ball. Yeah, make sure you catch the ball and just trust your teammates. It's kind of like run with blind faith, run with your eyes closed, just trust that your guys are going to block, you know. So,
all right, so now you got to go up to Minnesota for another home opener for them.
Yeah, it'll be a good little challenge, good to start on the road, you know, and just, you know, whether you're home or away, man, a game's a game. You got to come ready to play. That's the bottom line.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Patrick Chung, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Go get him, will you?
Yeah, I got you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christian Fourier. Welcome to this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, other than Julian Edelman, which wide receiver shows the most promise to produce?
The answer is Aaron Dobson.
He represents to the Patriots more of what they don't have on the field. Amendola's too much like Edelman, and we've seen what the other receivers can do. And don't forget, Dobson was a second-round pick. We expect a lot from him.
Remember, Danny Amendola is a guy the Patriots like so much they gave $30 million to him. When he's healthy, he still has the best resume, track record, and NFL potential of any other option not named Edelman and Gronkowski. Danny Amendola needs to step up.
Okay, you got Amendola, you got Dobson. Dobson didn't play last week. Amendola's still kind of coming along. How about Kembrell Tompkins? I still like this guy's attitude. I like the way he plays. Still goes up the ball strong. I think Tom Brady really likes throwing to him. So I'm going to say Kembrell Tompkins. All right, that's this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Reed joins me now. Let's get into Minnesota. All right, a new staff in Minnesota, but obviously some old faces there. Mike Zimmer from the defensive side and, of course, North Turner on the offensive side. Has it helped that you've gone against those guys in the past and kind of trying to piece this thing together with Minnesota?
Right. Well, I think that, of course, they've had a lot of success in what they've done so far this year. Won all four preseason games, won the Ram game big last weekend. So looks like they've taken their systems and put them into the Vikings program, and it looks pretty familiar defensively to what Cincinnati did last year and offensively to what Cleveland did last year. So we can definitely work off that, no question.
Adrian Peterson, you've talked about him in nauseam all week. You know, he's a good inside guy. He's a guy that could break it. He's a guy that runs hard, great leg churn. What are some of the real stresses he could put on a defense? Is this where you got to have all 11 guys on the same page and make sure they're all keying on him?
Right. Well, I mean, you have to play the plays right and not give them any space, and then you have to tackle them. So sometimes you can be in good position, and if you don't finish the play and make the tackle, he can still turn it into a big run. So everybody's got to do their job. We've got to really be disciplined, and if we over-pursue, cut back, if we don't get to where we're supposed to be, he's got the speed to hit the seam and turn the corner. So, and again, tackling will definitely be an issue. He runs hard. He's got good size, good balance, and good speed. So he's a home run guy. If he gets a little space, we've got to do a good job of not letting that happen.
Obviously, you had Matt here. You know what type of player Matt is. But you obviously traded him. He had a great year. You had him out the Pro Bowl. He got cut, kind of came back, really played his tail off. What are some of the developments that you've seen that since he's gone from here to where he is right now with the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, of course, the big thing is experience. The year he started for us in 2008 was the first year he'd started since high school. So the opportunity to play and play consistently has been big for Matt. But, you know, Matt's always worked hard. I thought he pushed Tom. He really pushed Tom as a backup. And they both got better. Tom, you know, pushed him and helped him, and Matt pushed Tom. So, you know, that was a good situation. But Matt's smart. He's very athletic. He's a quality player.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @RobertA. How does technology help you get ready for the next opponent, say, maybe on a plane? Do you start looking at game film that night right after the game for the next opponent?
Yes, we can. We can watch our game, right after it's over pretty much on the plane home. We could start on another opponent. We can watch on the plane going to the game, cut up films or game films of our opponents. So, it really does give you access to a lot more film and sometimes a lot quicker. That really has given players, I think, more of an opportunity to really, you know, zero in and focus more on their specific areas.
Come a long way since cutting up that old film and splicing it together with scotch tape back in the old
days. Taping it up on the wall.
All right, good stuff, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Got the Bellustrator later in the show. What are you going to take a look at?
Well, a lot of explosive players in Minnesota, offense, defense, special teams. They can do it all.
Special teams, can't forget about that. All right, everybody stick right there. More of Patriots All Access back right after this, and then the Bellustrator.
Coming up on All Access.
I worship now.
We introduce you to the Patriots defensive back that might be the most musically inclined player on the team.
I remember the first time I played in a church, I was actually sweating, nervous.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I play this game. I mean, I play this game because I love this game. Love the contact, love the hitting, love the catching, love the tackling. It just takes your mind off everything else going on out in the world.
The touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
A catch made by Gronkowski across midfield.
The big boy's in.
He spikes with emphasis.
Life lessons overall that I've learned from football are just achieving goals, achieving things as a team, coming together as one to get one single goal done. I remember all my coaches growing up right around the age of 10 years old is the biggest thing is just do your own job and work your hardest and help out the team. And that's what I remember, and I still take that to this day. Just concentrate on what I got to do, concentrate what I got to do to help out my teammates and just make sure I'm always working hard. What mark do I want to leave on this game? If we're talking about the future, I mean, I just want to leave a mark that I was a player that worked hard, grinded hard, dedicated himself to come in and work hard every day and be better every single week and to be better every single year and to come in and go out on the field and prove that I'm a football player and I'm here to play the game and love the game, and I know that I came in every single day and gave it all I had.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
A quick scan of the Patriots roster, and it's hard to find any last names that would lead you to believe that they have musical talents. That is until you find number 30, Duron Harmon. We found that the Patriots safety is quite comfortable in a local church with a local choir playing sweet harmonies on the organ.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you.
I started actually playing the piano and taking lessons when I was about 8. That lasted till I was, about 11. I was so more intrigued with sports than actually sitting down and playing a piano. The first time I played in a church, I was actually sweating, nervous. But after playing for so many years, it's something like the football field. When I go out on the football field, I feel relaxed. There's no pressure at it. It just feels like it's my home. And when I get on the organ, I feel the same way. This music in my family, it just brings us all together, because a lot of us were either in the choir or played some type of instrument, and then when we're always around each other doing what we all love to do, it brings happiness and joy.
I hear you say you went home this weekend and played.
Yeah, had to. When I go home, I'm not allowed to sit in the back. Like, I knew churches up here. So. pastor and my mother definitely won't allow that.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the
I just love the way the organ sounds. Sometimes if you can play the right time, play the right way, it sounds like it's singing sometimes, like it's singing itself, like you really don't even need a vocalist to sing. And when I just heard that, I literally fell in love with it, and I knew that's what I wanted to play. Playing music and just playing on the organ and the piano, It is affecting my life for the better because it's just like I was never in trouble because I was always doing something. It was either I was playing football or I was focused on music. I think music is a great getaway from the world, not physically, but more mentally, because I really believe music sets you free.
What's up? It's time for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Fourier and Zoe with you. Minnesota Vikings this week means Adrian Peterson, give him the rock.
Oh, yeah. It also means all day for that defense because he will bring it. So you better bring your lunchbox, but you saw something interesting about a drop step that he shows. Let's demo that real quick.
All right, big thing is he's in the eye. You're Matt Castle. You're under center. Here's Adrian Peterson. When I say drop step, it's that timing drop step where he's got that counter, comes this way, Castle comes out. The vision and the reason for the drop step is they're going to be pulling guards. He's got the true fullback. He's going up on the Mike linebacker. And it's Peterson's ability right here to where he gets into the line of scrimmage and a jump looking for contact. His ability to run through contact is
so phenomenal. I think another thing, which is obviously a big thing for the Pats to look for, you beat AP, leverage tackling. Devin McCourty going to be a big, big impact player this week. He needs to make a big decision. Am I willing to take the pounding? Yes, I am. So go low, get ready to absorb some contact and realize that just hold on to him. If you get knocked out, it's not a big deal. The most important thing is to get him on the ground and don't let him going downhill, because once he gets to that second level speed, good night, he's gone.
And that's a good point you bring up, because you got safeties, Tavon Wilson, you got Daron Harmon, you got Patrick Chung. All these guys know how to tackle. The point is you better get up there and make that tackle.
Yeah, decide, commit
to
it.
Feeling good about this game?
I am.
There's your turf segment.
It's back to work this week as the Patriots look to rebound from their loss in Miami with a win in Minnesota. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. It doesn't get any easier for the Patriots defense as they prepare to face a six-time Pro Bowler in Adrian Peterson. Putting a stop to his game will be high on their priority list. And the offensive line allowed 4 sacks last week in Miami, and the challenge to protect Tom Brady remains against Minnesota's defense. The Vikings are currently tied for the league lead with the most sacks after week one. And Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski connected just 4 times last week. So the question is, how will the duo overcome that inconsistency and outsmart the Vikings defense? That will do it for the storylines. Now let's get to our opponent news, brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
When last we saw Matt Castle, he was subbing here in New England for an injured Tom Brady. A guy who hadn't started a game since high school helped lead the Patriots to an 11-5 record.
Castle, I know you haven't started a game since the seventh grade. You started one today.
All right. 5 years and 2 teams later, Castle still has a soft spot for the team that drafted him.
I have a great fond memories. You know, I'm forever grateful for them giving me the start, Coach Belichick and Scott Pioli and those guys of drafting me, you know, really with somebody who hadn't started a game in college and giving me an opportunity to grow, to learn. And I feel very fortunate and blessed that I had that opportunity to do that and, you know, help me mature into the player that I am today.
Now let's send things over to Scott Zolak, who's with Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belichrader. Minnesota Vikings present a lot of problems, Coach. Special teams, start it off. What do we got?
Well, we'll start with Cordell Patterson. He's a very explosive returner. He likes to go to the where there's space, a lot of times to the wide side of the field. And this is Minnesota running there for them. It's a right return, so they're coming down and trying to seal everybody this way. And the wedge is coming to kick out, and there's the seam right there. Patterson hits it. Very strong runner, breaks arm tackles. Good balance, and he's got explosive speed. How many guys are going to catch him?
You know, nowadays, you think with the new rules that everything's an automatic touchback. It's not with this team, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. And, again, you can see where even he lines up. And the touchback, you got to get it off the field. So here's a good look at it. Again, this is, Minnesota coming down and setting up, the right return. So everybody's blocking to the left. Here comes the wedge. And then the short returner is here, and there's the seam for Patterson to hit it.
That's a tough thing. You're not allowed to break up wedges like you used to be able to in the old days, right? And that's
We're going to have to do a really good job here of everybody being in the proper gaps and whoever the safety is, coming over the top, being in position there to make the play. And it's like in this game, Chicago kind of got trapped there, and he hit the seam, and it's all over.
All right, moving on here.
Well, here's a third down play. This is the in the Ram game. So this is one of the things that they do really well. I want to say it's like third and six here. And so this is Barr and Greenway up in the line of scrimmage. And Barr is going to blitz. He's actually going to run a pick stunt here with the defensive tackle. This is Harrison Smith playing safety, rotating down back to the weak side here. And first of all, up on the line of scrimmage, you can see a nice pick stunt here with Barr. And he comes around, gets a good hit on the quarterback. Rams run a crossing route. Smith anticipates it, undercuts it. So the Vikings really do a good job on third down. One of the best third down teams in the league, as they were at Cincinnati when Coach Zimmer was the defensive coordinator there. They like to bring different varieties of pressure, man coverage. Here's the same play from the end zone. So this is Barr coming up inside. You can see he picks off the tackle. Defensive tackle stunts around. Harrison anticipates the throw. So staying out on third and long is going to be a big key for us.
Why do they walk so many people up and kind of move guys out? Is that to change protections?
Yeah.
Reset the mic call?
Right.
Okay.
Force
so
the quarterback in the line
you.
To figure it out.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
A little overload here, huh?
Well, of course, it's two tight ends, together here, the YY look. And then this is Peterson over here in the C-gap. You can see they really do a good job here of sealing off the inside part of the defense. Getting downhill with the ball. Peterson's still a very, very good runner. Here's the same play from the end zone. You can really get a good look at it. Here's the two tight ends. Peterson back here. So
the Rams have a tough time adjusting to that. You know?
Right. It looks like they're on an inside stunt here, which is probably not where they want to be. And the tight end comes up here on Laurinaitis.
One guy.
Kick out, and here comes the... There we come around on the corner. So this is the kind of seams that you can't give Peterson. Now, if you do a real good job over here, then, he can always stretch it and cut back. So he's dangerous all the way around. But they do a real good job in the running game. And Peterson, of course, makes a lot of yards on his own.
All right, one last play here.
And this is the tight end, Rudolph. He does a good job on this play. He's going to run an over route. They're going to run all four players vertical, and Rudolph kind of is going to win on the over route. They also run him on a lot of flag patterns, so he has a very good vertical route tree. So here he is on the over route, getting into behind the linebackers.
Free release, too. I mean, they allow him to get right into the route.
Right, so you can see that in Minnesota is going to stretch this three-deep zone with four vertical receivers. So this is Rudolph here, and these four guys put the pressure on the three-deep zone defenders. Hits Rudolph in the seam, breaks a tackle, makes a nice run, 50-yard touchdown. Castle puts it right on the money. So good wide receivers, good tight ends, good running backs, very experienced offensive line, good quarterback. Good offense, good explosive offense.
Good timing right there.
Excellent.
Hits him right in the seam. All right, good stuff right there. All right, Coach, good luck. Get back on track. See you out there on Sunday.
All right, Zoe.
All right, there you go. There's your Belichrader. More Patriots All Access. Stay tuned right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments.
Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Ashley, and this week on Totally Patriots, we sit down with offensive lineman Jordan Devy.
One day, me and my buddies, we got that Aura Gel stuff that numbs your lips.
Yeah.
And put it inside the mouthpieces of guys in the band.
You musicians, yeah. I'll never trust you again.
Yeah.
That's right, plus Jamie Collins checks in for Tilted.
I tumble.
Join us Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV38, then at 11:30 over on Comcast SportsNet, and then again Sunday morning at 10:30 on CSN.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And, all right, surprised, you picked the Patriots to win. You picked the Patriots. I picked the Patriots to be 1-0. And sure enough, they're 0-1.
At least Mike had a close game. I had him winning by two scores. I didn't see it coming. I didn't see some of the problems. I think we kind of thought maybe the offensive line would be a little unsettled. Wasn't expecting the problems on the defensive side, especially stopping the run.
I was very surprised, Steve. Usually you get 5 months to prepare for a game with a Bill Belichick coach team, and I would expect a tighter performance across the board. The third quarter, obviously, right, where the game got away from him, but not a performance that reflects well on the coaching staff for the players.
All right, let's go down in the trenches, and we'll start with the offensive line first. I mean, right now it looks like a hodgepodge mess.
Yeah.
And is it fixable when it comes to protecting Tom Brady?
I think there's two schools of thought. One, I really thought that they got beat a lot. I mean, it was man-on-man, one-on-one matchups. And this is something that goes back to even down in Richmond when Mike and I were down watching the Redskins practices. I don't think the offensive linemen individually handled themselves very well against Washington. And we've sort of seen this all year long. And now you throw the Mankin situation into it. They struggled. But it wasn't, I don't think, a communication issue or a schematic issue. Belichick talked about that early in the week. I worry about it because maybe they're just not good enough.
Couple different thoughts. Thankfully, Cameron Wake won't be on the other side of the ball for the next 15 weeks,
right,
or he will for one game. Number two, I think you got to focus on the change at the offensive line coaching spot with Dante Scarnecchia, longtime coach, no longer here. Not saying they didn't have bad games when Scarnecchia was the coach, but usually they got those problems fixed pretty quick. Now you have a new coach in Dave DeGuglielmo, and let's just watch it, guys. Let's watch it to see if they can recover from that. I also think personnel-wise, I want to see rookie Brian Stork, their fourth-round pick out of Florida State, a center. I think he can help them. I'm not sure they're set with their top guys. Once they get set, if they still have the problems, then I'd be more concerned.
On the other side of the ball, the defensive line. We're supposed to be, that's supposed to be the top five, one of the top five defenses in the league. And sure enough, what happened? I mean, they got pushed around all afternoon.
They did, and I thought they were a little undersized with the front that they tried to go with. And again, would never pretend to try to tell Bill Belichick, schematically what to do. But Chandler Jones, at about 265 pounds, to me, is ill-suited to be a 3-4 defensive end. I think of guys like Richard Seymour and Ty Warren in that role, big 6'6", 300-pound guys. I thought they ran at him. And Joe Villano on the other side is a scrappy player, but he's also a little undersized, I think, for that kind of role. You got Big Vince in the middle. I thought they singled him a lot of the day and really wore them down.
When the Patriots have had troubles in the past, you look to that sideline and you see that coaching staff and you say, they're going to figure it out.
Right.
They'll make the adjustments. And I'm not sure they made the adjustments. It was hard to tell, Steve, because the Dolphins got on them so quickly with those inside zone runs and the up-tempo approach.
Let's look at the Patriots' next opponent because it is the Minnesota Vikings, and the Patriots had trouble stopping Sean Moreno. Now they got Adrian Peterson.
I'm going to go back to history a little bit here. This is the kind of game when Belichick says, okay, this is clear, we need to stop Adrian Peterson. And maybe it's not fair. This might not be the same personnel that has been able to do that, but in the past they've been able to contain guys like this when they've really put their mind to it. I can't imagine they're going to allow 200 yards rushing again for the second straight week. I think they do a much better job on Peterson.
No one better than Peterson. And now you add in Cordarrelle Patterson, who 67-yard touchdown run last week, Steve, which you don't see often. A receiver motioning in from the outside,
right,
taking a position as if he was a running back in front of a lead blocker, and there he goes. He can really hit the hole. So you have two different challenges. It's not just Peterson. It's also Patterson.
Predictions?
I like a bounce back. We all look bad. We looked bad last week, but I'm going to stick with what I think I saw throughout the summer. I think this is a very, very good football team. I don't expect them to get pushed around like that 2 weeks in a row. That's all they've heard about, you know, all week was how they got pushed around in Miami. I think they'll be a much more physical team, much more impressive. I think they win 27-16.
I like the 27 points. I'll go 27-20 Patriots, Steve. I think they're better than they showed last week, and I'll invest in them, but I'm doing it a little more reluctantly than maybe I would have a week ago. I thought this game would have been a little bit easier for them prior to what we saw in week one.
All right. Well, both of you guys are saying to come back 1-1.
Yes.
Time will tell.
I said they were going to be 1-0.
I know you did. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.